When I was a kid growing up in Neola, Iowa, population 900, I used to enjoy going down to the town power plant and watching these huge dynamos at work generating the electricity we needed to light our homes. We really didn't need a lot, because most of the people didn't own such things as electric irons or electric refrigerators or electric stoves, electric washers and dryers, or phonographs powered by electricity. But the power that we did need was always available because the head of the plant, Mr. Arfman, kept those huge dynamos humming. When the Apostle Paul wrote his first letter to the people in the church of Thessalonica, he spoke of another kind of dynamo that was at work in their lives. The passage is 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, where he writes, "For this cause we also thank God without ceasing, because when you received the word of God, which you heard from us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectually works also in you that believe." When Paul brought them the word of God and explained it, amazing things happened. They turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God. They became dynamic witnesses for Christ. Their lives were transformed by the power of God. And Paul says that power is still at work in you. One Bible scholar puts it this way: the word of God set in operation in you like a huge dynamo exercising its superhuman power. But friend, remember this: before the word of God can be set in operation in our lives, you and I must do all we can to saturate ourselves with the word of God. We can attend church, where we'll hear it taught. We can begin our day with a time of Bible reading. We can set aside time to study the Bible, to become rooted and grounded in Christ. And we can write the Word of God on our heart through Scripture memory, so the Holy Spirit can use it to bring His comfort, His challenge, His rebuke, whatever the need. I tell you, there have been times, many days in my life, when some portion of memorized Scripture has made the difference between victory and defeat for me. Let this dynamo, the Word of God, exercise its superhuman power in your life. For the Navigators, this is Leroy Imes.